At the NAFB Washington Watch, I'm visiting with David Knowles with the Corn Refiners Association. And David, first of all, thank you for being a sponsor of our program here. We really appreciate that support. I understand that you've got a big milestone celebration organizationally.
Well, yes, the Corn Refiners Association turns 100 this year, and we're very proud of having been around that long to serve the interests of our industry. You know, the corn refining industry actually goes back about 170 years, and it took about 70 years for us to come together as an industry to address common issues. But, you know, we're really proud of the technological innovations that have taken place over the years to improve people's daily lives, really. Mm-hmm.
Talk just a little bit about the type of work you do on behalf of your members for people who aren't real familiar with the association.
Sure. Well, the Corn Refiners Association represents our member companies on trade and regulatory issues, legislative issues in Capitol Hill. There's a number of issues with from time to time with EPA, or there have been FDA issues, so we represent our member companies on that. Also, there's you might call them public affairs or public relations issues, where the big example is high fructose corn syrup, where several years ago some very incorrect misinformation got started. And so our industry about 5 years ago decided to start an educational campaign to correct the record and provide people with scientific facts about high fructose corn syrup, mainly that it's nutritionally the same as sugar, isn't uniquely responsible for any types of diseases, and that calories and sugars and all calories should be consumed in moderation.
How would you characterize where the industry's at in relation to those concerns that came up, and what kind of impact has it had on the industry?
Well, our education campaign has certainly had an impact as far as getting the facts to consumers. Our research shows that more people are informed of the facts. Mm-hmm. Another component, though, in addition to consumers, is food and beverage manufacturers and the issues with the reformulation companies that replace high fructose corn syrup with sugar and then market it or label it as high fructose corn syrup free, either stating or implying that there's a health advantage to that. And we feel that's not being honest with consumers, because they think that it's a healthier product when it's just swapping one caloric sweetener for another. And one interesting thing we've seen also that we've studied and are working hard to share with the food and beverage companies is that there haven't been any instances where that type of reformulation and marketing has resulted in any long-term market share gain. A good example is Hunt's ketchup, which made a big deal about switching and put a big label on its bottle, no high fructose corn syrup. A couple years later, they realize and admit, hey, consumers didn't really care. We're switching back.
Looking at the fact that you're celebrating this milestone historically with the organization, how would you describe the industry? In good shape? Looking forward to a positive future here?
Well, absolutely. When our members make a wide variety of products, not just sweeteners, but starches, feed, and bioproducts. So, yeah, our industry is really thriving and really has a bright future ahead. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, David. I'm glad we had a chance to visit here at this NAFB Washington Watch and the Corn Refiners Association, one of our sponsors here. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.